If you sit still for a while, generally words fall away. It's probably better that way, but we are speaking beings, beings that have our life, our experience in the midst of language, so we actually make occasions for words. Words are a little like clothing, I think, for a lot of us, maybe all of us. And so if we don't have any, we can feel naked. So there are occasions in our lives where we scramble for words, so that we're not seen to be naked. Yesterday, I was at Tassajara for the head monk ceremony, which was very nice. Again, that was an occasion for words. There were quite a few of them. The ceremony was probably at least a couple of hours, maybe even more. And then after the question-answer part, there was the congratulatory part, which is more words. And it's not that there's a problem with that exactly, but sometimes we forget that the meaning isn't in the words. The meaning is the thing. The point of having such a ceremony as was had yesterday is based on continuity of the teaching, continuity of practice. Generation after generation. So sometimes questions about that come up. The people who have been in the training period with the head monk tend to ask somehow kind of more often anyway, more personal questions based on their exchanges and relationship with the head monk, the Shuso. And then the other side of the room is occupied by former head monks, who often have less, have spent less time with the Shuso. So the questions are sometimes less personal and more more, I don't know, generally dharmic somehow. So, Shuso, Mako, Vogel, ceremony opens with a reading of, traditionally anyway, the first case of the Blue Cliff Record Collection. Bodhidharma, and Emperor Wu of Liang. And as you may know in that story, there's a point where the emperor asks Bodhidharma, who's answering this question? And Bodhidharma says, I don't know. So I asked, when it came to my turn, I asked the Shuso, I said, Shuso, do you know it is? And I think she repeated my question. She said, do I know it is? And I said, yeah, do you know it is? And then there was a little pause, and I said to her, that's not something to think about. And so then she said, no. And I said, is that Bodhidharmas don't know? And she said, no. And I said, I said, be careful, it might be, it might be. And then we had a little more back and forth. But, you know, that's one of these Zen adept questions. Do you know it is? It's a little funny, you know, it's a little stagey to ask that, except that it really is the point. If elaborate ceremonies are just window dressing for, well, more window dressing, it's really a waste of time and money for everyone. If the practice is merely aping what is believed to be the behaviors of persons of former ages, it's a waste of time. So part of the ceremony is a kind of ritual setting. You probe, actually, to see, is Buddha's way and understanding alive now? Another way of asking that is, do you know it is? Now, mostly how we do things, Shuso is often not all that experienced. You know, they've been practicing a little while, but in Japan, they've practiced even less. So the Shuso is often expressing or displaying or sharing with the audience her practice, and in addition to the probing, there needs to be an element of encouragement so that the Shuso will continue, after having been head monk, to practice vigorously. So that at some point, the answer to do you know it is, becomes her own. However she frames the response. So she did a pretty good job, and there's more work to do there. She knows it. So for that reason, it felt pretty good. Felt like the essential working of the Buddha way is being taken care of. There's, there isn't any right answer to, do you know it is? It's not necessarily, oh yeah, I know it is. Although that's one. It's really no different from our ancestor Sekito, ancestor Shoto Shichen, author of The Merging of Difference and Unity, going to see Jingyuan. Jingyuan, who was one of the illustrious students of the illustrious and possibly imaginary sixth ancestor, Huineng, whom Sekito had also met, although at the end of sixth ancestor's life. So first, Sekito, or Shoto, goes to Huineng's place, and then I think Huineng died, and maybe Huineng said, "You should go see my student, Jingyuan." So he goes to see Jingyuan, and Jingyuan says, "Where are you coming from?" And Shoto says, "From Shaoxi, that is Huineng's place." And so Jingyuan holds up his whisk. And says, "Do they have this at Shaoxi?" And as in many of these stories, the response is kind of bratty. Shoto says, "Not only do they not have that at Shaoxi, they don't have that in India." And so Jingyuan says, "Oh, you've been to India, have you?" And Shoto says, "If I'd been to India, they'd have that there." And Jingyuan says, "Not good enough. Say more." Shoto says, "Why should I say it all? You say some, teacher." Jingyuan says, "I don't refuse to say anything, but if I say more, in later years, people won't get it." So this is really the same exchange as, do you know it is? Do they have this in India? Do they have this at Shaoxi? Do they have this at Harvest Market? And there isn't a right answer. This is the perfect functioning of body mind. And in fact, they don't have that anywhere. It's not something you have. But this kind of practice right on the immediate edge of our life is the point. that is the point of Shuso ceremonies, and Dharma talks, and Sesshin. Because some of us are so mired in confusion, myself included, we need to be reminded over and over again. There was quite a bit of talk of confusion at the ceremony yesterday. The Shuso confessed to a great deal of confusion. So some of the probing questions were along the lines of, did she think that was a problem? Did she think that confused mind was a troubling entity to be got rid of? Well, she didn't really think that. We were relieved to see. Dogen said somewhere, do not try to control monkey mind, or what he called horse will. It was a horse will. That's a very evocative expression for me. I was never all that friendly with horses, and they mostly seemed to want to do what they wanted to do, not what I wanted them to do. So the horse will is your spirit is headed for the barn and the good stuff to eat. Dragging it back over here. Get back on the trail. Meanwhile, the monkey mind is leaping from branch to branch, stealing the persimmons. And Dogen says, don't try to control those. In fact, that's like the end of his remark in that instance. And he doesn't have a lot of elaborate explanation beyond that. Since he spent a good deal of time reminding people that this is the perfect function of body-mind, he didn't have to elaborate about, don't try to control monkey mind or horse will. The entire universe is the tree for monkey mind, the field for horse will. There's no place they can't go. And that's just fine. And it's quite possible to be very still and watch them at their play, and let the words drop off. That way, the Cao Shi, India, Ching Yuan's place, Shirto's hut on the Stonehead Mountain, are separated neither by space nor time. And this, whatever it is alive and well. All I had to say this morning. Have any questions? Do you know it is?